Don't you worry, Mr. R, a lifter panted. We aiming you right at that table.
Apparently you are not,
Ignatius replied, his body slamming into a post.
Oh my God! My shoulder is dislocated!
A cry arose from the other workers.
Hey, watch out with Mr. R! Someone screamed. You man gonna bust his head wide open!
Please! Ignatius cried. Someone help! In another moment, I shall probably be a broken heap!
Look, Mr. R, a lifter said breathlessly. The table right behind us now.
I shall probably be dumped into one of the furnaces before this misadventure terminates. I suspect that it would have been much wiser to address the group from floor level.
Put your fists down, Mr. R. The table right under you.
Slowly,
Ignatius said, extending his big toe downward with great caution.
Well, so it is. All right. When I have steadied myself, you may release your hold upon my body.
Ignatius was at last vertically atop the long table, holding the bundled bedsheet over his pelvis to hide from the audience the fact that during the process of being lifted, he had become somewhat stimulated.
Friends!
Ignatius said grandly and lifted the arm that was not holding the sheet.
At last the day is ours. I hope that you have all remembered to bring your engines of war.
From the group around the cutting table, there issued neither confirmation nor denial.
I mean the sticks and chains and clubs and so forth.
Giggling in chorus, the workers waved some fence posts, broomsticks, bicycle chains, and bricks.
My God! You have really assembled a rather formidable and diffuse armory. The violence of our attack may surpass my expectations. However, the more definitive the blow, the more definitive the results. My cursory inspection of your arms, therefore, confirms my faith in the ultimate success of our crusade today. In our wake, we must leave a sacked and pillaged liver pants. We must fight fire with fire.
What'd he say?
One worker asked another.
We shall storm the office very shortly, thereby surprising the foe when his senses are still subject to the psychic mists of early morning.
Hey, Mr. R, pardon me,
a man called out from the crowd.
Somebody tell me you in trouble with the police. Is that right?
A wave of anxiety and uneasiness broke over the workers.
What?
Ignatius screamed.
Where did you hear such slander? That is totally false. Some white supremacist, some upstate redneck, perhaps even Gonzalez himself, no doubt, began that vile rumor. How dare you, sir? All of you must realize that our cause has many enemies.
While the workers were applauding him soundly, Ignatius wondered how that worker had learned of the Mongoloid Mancuso's attempted arrest. Perhaps he'd been standing in the crowd before the department store. That patrolman was the fly in everyone's ointment. However, the moment seemed to have been saved.